Absolutely. All righty, recording in progress. And I have the honor, since I've been missing her, it seems like months. Now to her, I'm sure she's very happy. She's in South Carolina, and she doesn't have to pick up after all the clothes, get the bed made. All that work, which, trust me, sweetheart, I appreciate it. Also, by the way, I appreciate you leaving the food in there, the squash, the homemade vegetable chili, which you need to leave out the word vegetable because there's so much meat in there. It is fantastic. And then, of course, your tuna salad, which doesn't even taste like tuna salad. It's that good. Although Louie comes over and gets right on my chest. And he's the only one in the whole room that knows it's tuna salad. Now he's a male. And so me and him are hanging out. He's right there. Right there. Right there. Now, speaking of that, you young lady, since I have met you, which is everything in my life is based off of BB. Hello, are we listening?
Yeah, honey, I'm listening.
What's BB?
Before Branda.
Exactly. Just like BC. Of course the knuckleheads wanted to change that. But anyway, so I think probably the third word out of your mouth, that you spoke to me. As we were walking around the front part of your house, you said that you wanted to kill fire ants. Is that the direct term? That you're going to kill them?
I hate fire ants. They always bite me.
Right. That's because you step in their holes or on their thing. That's why. So we're going to
They're
now.
from the devil.
No, they're not. No. Here's what we're going to do. You're good when not we're, but I'm going to monitor it to make sure it gets done correctly. I'm going to mark off their little area, and there's going to be a little staked area, just like you do with the turtles, because you've been saying, now this is God's creation. Okay. You look in Romans 1, it says, we, I know you for sure. And I know the reason the ants bother you because there's five of them on your acre. But if you do the land use wise and only having five, they are providing the best pest control on your land.
Well, I don't know that there's five. I think there's about 10 or 15.
All right. Well, let's not worry about how many. I mean, we can move. If we put two colonies together, that do you know the species of the fire ant colony? The main species? Do you remember me telling you?
You said it was the queen.
Well, the queen is in the middle. She's being taken care of. Does it sound familiar?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Well, it matches up. God has showed me that it matches up with Ephesians chapter 5. Which talks about the body of Christ. And when we gather together Thursday, when we're gathered together Thursday, each little quote, quote, Hollywood squares, obviously it's not Hollywood squares, but squares where everybody's in, they have their own attributes, their own qualities, their own way of God working with them, just like Jeremiah was a pig herder. So the way God had him write was different
Jeremiah
than
was a what?
a pig herder.
Why would they have pigs when they were unclean animals?
Well, let's look it up since you mentioned it.
Yeah, because I mean that it seems like he would be herding sheep because pigs
What
were
did
unclean.
Jeremiah in the Bible herd? Did Jeremiah herd any animals or work with any animals at all? Well, I tell you, our Father is so precise when he talks in Romans about using the creation for us not to be, there's no excuse for anyone. Even anyone, I'm not completely sure about this part, but obviously he wants all men to be saved and come to full knowledge of the truth. But anyone that has not been spoken to, because God is literally, it says in Psalm 19, and I was telling the guy last night, Psalm 19, it talks about God's word being written in the stars. And then it goes on to say that, in here anyway,
yeah.
What are you reading?
It says Jeremiah in South Carolina currently raises pigs.
All right. Never mind. Stop. So what it ended up happening is Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah, just like he's talking to us now. And he's, moved the word. He, in reference to when I first met you and we first started going, you started talking about fire ants and what use they played and things like that. And I'm going to have to do a sharing on that, alone, because, killing them is not a real option at this point, unless you really do have 10. And I've walked around the acre and,
it says, lamb, beef, goat, and fish.
Yeah. That, I'm sure that's what he ate. Yeah,
it doesn't say anything about him being a pig herder.
No, he was stuck in pig shit up to his nose at one point. He was a prophet. They call him the weeping prophet, but I don't hear any weeping, too much weeping coming from him. What I hear is him putting his head down and working.
I mean, I remember that story from, son that went out and asked for all of his money, that he was actually slopping the pigs. And he said, I could do better as a servant in my father's house. And he went back.
Right.
It took son.
Right on the money. It took him a long time to get there though, remember?
Correct.
Yeah, because he was enjoying life. You know, and he was going through, whatever he was going through along with party time and having great, meanwhile, he had so much grace and a hedge of protection watching over him, not out of fear, because his father comes running towards him, correct?
That's right.
So when it says, in Psalm 23, which people read it, it does say follow, but
I know it comes.
Say what's that?
Hold on, please.
Un momento, por favor.
May I help you? Why? Hold on.
Just remember, first off, where it's coming from.
Yep.
And second off, handle it appropriately. my suggestion is, and I would do this too. First off, you're my wife, so, you know, you handle it the way the man of God has said to handle it. And I guarantee you, however he said to handle it, it'll work.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
I am going to figure out how to mute you. You are muted. Sorry about that, folks. I'm learning the system.
Okay, I unmuted myself.
Right. I just sent you. Now, people listen to this. This is the husband coming to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not Mr. Technology here.
Yes.
And so I had to deliver the wife who obviously needs direction. And that's obviously one of the reasons I'm here. Oh. Boy, I'm glad you guys get a front row seat to our lives. And I'll tell you what, God is doing mighty and wonderful things. I mean, absolutely enlivening it. If that's an actual word, I think it is, like quicken, make it alive. Anyway, sweetheart. So when Jeremiah was there for a purpose, just like, you know, I hate keep going over this, and I spoke to Lawrence about this yesterday, and I said, you know, God continues to constrain me, to, you know, he's already told me what to do about one of the things I was saying. He's told me to shut up in a nice way. First he told me, and then I went to Lawrence, and then Lawrence, cleared it up. You know, and that's just one of the reasons he's there. I mean, for goodness sakes, if you weren't doing anything, if you weren't listening to the teachings, if you weren't honoring God, if you weren't speaking in tongues, if you weren't praying for laborers, and I gotta say, again, I'm not trying to rank these by any means. I want to be humble and meek to God, Him first. This is South Florida Go to God First meeting. And, we're going to conclude it in just a little bit, but, let's see. Yeah. And, well, I'm going to let you share next, obviously. Like I said, there's been some great and mighty things that we're seeing together. She has no idea. While she was away, you know, I was inspired to, bless us, mainly bless her as a couple. And so we've got a nice concert that we're going to, and either before or after, depending on the weather, because we're getting some really nice rain here now in the afternoon.
I thought it was in September.
I was talking about rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the concert.
That'll be on your evaluation. Listening quality. The ability to listen and follow.
Because I have it in my calendar.
Now that's
on September the 23rd.
That's an inside joke with Lawrence, but we just let you guys in on it. But I think I've mentioned the evaluation before. So I'm in the middle of doing her semi-annual evaluation right now. So, but anyway, but God moves how he moves. Each one of us, like currently I'm looking at you and you're in a box. I wish you were here. I wish you were making the omelets, you know, with the bell peppers and the onions. And I got you some spiced garlic to throw in there, to cook with. And of course we've got, Becca.
We already have minced garlic.
Well, then load it up then, sweetheart. As the British would say.
Did you buy some more eggs when you went to the grocery store?
Didn't need to.
Why?
I wasn't focused on eggs. It's not my job.
You were too busy.
I'm like the male.
About garlic.
No, I am the male, firefly.
I bet you went and got some grapes though.
I did. That has a lifespan of 3 to 5 days.
Well, they'll be gone in a day or two.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that later. So I'm going to go ahead and, mute myself and you're going to share, sweetheart. So Father God, I want to end up and I'll come back and end up and pray.
You want me to go ahead and talk now? I thought you said you were going to pray. So you're going to pray afterwards.
Correct. It's not much you.
Okay. I was just trying to figure it out. Well, for all of you who don't know, I did talk with Lawrence the other day and I am in South Carolina. Closing on a property up here, that I have been, over the estate for, I may or may not have, well, people that are on the fellowship, they know, but my grandson, Shane, he actually committed suicide last June. And, it just broke my heart. And, so I have been in the process of, moving the rest of the remainder of things that were in the house and, getting ready to go to closing, hopefully today at 5 o'clock in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It has been hard, being in the house. I miss Dan. I miss Shane. I have such great memories. When I look outside, I can see the deck that Shane, meticulously, rebuilt and with, you know, my grandson, Jason. And, you know, there's fond memories and I have to look at it like this. You know, that's the hope of the return that I will get to see my grandson again. I will get to see all the ones who have gone before me, my sister, my brothers. You know, that's the hope that we have, that we find in Christ that death is not the end. It is just the beginning. And, it has been raining here almost every day, which has been a blessing. And, when I talked to my sister in Florida, she said that it had been raining every day there at, my home there. So, what a blessing because we have needed the rain. We have been in a drought. We have been in a deficit. And so this has been wonderful. Now we could do without the storms that accompany this rain, but, you know, you just have to take, the blessings with the cursings, so to speak. But just, I have been able to spend some quality time with my grandson, Jason. He did go back to work yesterday. He was off for the weekend, so I got to spend some time with him, and just such a blessing. But anyway, you know, back to, well, we were talking about Jeremiah. And one of the promises of Jeremiah, I think it's 29:11, that says that, you know, God is going to bless us. And for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so these are the promises of God. You know, he will give us peace. He will give us hope. He will give us a future. And even though we face times of sorrow, times of hopelessness, times of frustration, we know that we serve a mighty, good, good God who only has good things in store for us. It says in the Bible that he will give us strength, that we can mount up on wings as eagles. We shall walk and not grow weary. We shall run and not faint. So these are all the promises that God has given us. You know, plans to prosper us, plans not to harm us. You know, he protects us. He watches over us. So, I am so thankful. There's a song that says, "Who am I that you would give me your life? God, I'm just so grateful for you. I'm so thankful for you." Because what a sacrifice. When he knew everything before it ever happened, and he had already made a way when it seemed like there was no way. And I always pray to God, and I always ask him to guide me. I have been listening to, it's a Jewish group, Adonai, and just been listening to that on YouTube. Just really great music. They do sing in Hebrew, but it does come through in English, so you know what they're saying. And I like to try to repeat everything in Hebrew. I probably don't do a great job, but I get an A for effort. And so I really love listening to the music. I love music. It inspires me. It calms me. It gives me peace. Instead of watching TV, I'd rather just listen to music. So, that is about the extent of my sharing. I know that we have to go through challenges. You know, I connected with, Lawrence on Sunday, and, you know, he really spoke some words to me that gave me comfort. And, you know, it's just good to have somebody that is a spiritual authority that you can go to. Now, I always go to my husband because he has all the answers. As he always says, there's not much that he's wrong about. So, you know, he really, cause he studies, he loves history and he loves to study and he studies the Word of God. And so it is great because we have great conversations. And there are some things that he has made very clear to me, that I did not understand or I did not know. So that has been a blessing. But, that is it as far as my sharing on Go to God First.
Florida, to God First, St. Augustine, 239-707-4903 with the wonderful Miss Brenda Patterson. Sweetheart, that was absolutely smoking hot. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. You're the best. I miss you, sweetie. It is now 9:15. I'm gonna pray. Can you tell me what you got going on today so we can let it rip?
Today, we have the closing at 5:00.
Yeah, we're praying for that.
And, I'm just praying for that to come through and, to keep moving forward. You know, other than that, I am just doing, some things around the house here.
Are you all loaded up? Did Jason load everything up in the vehicle?
No, I don't have anything loaded up in the vehicle.
Okay, he's going to do it though.
He will do it, Wednesday night when I go to leave.
Yeah. I'm gonna make sure he does it. So, cause I know in you, you're gonna be
I'm not gonna be able to lift anything. All the stuff that I brought in the house is very light. Right. And so, I don't have anything else to really load in the car other than those things and the personal items that you sent up here.
Right. My personal items.
Absolutely. So, other than
that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm doing some laundry right now because I had some dirty clothes.
You're leaving the other item with him. Is he excited about that? Did he give you a date on that or anything? What year? Your grandfather's?
That was from the 70s.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the booklet that I had that I thought went with it really didn't go with it. He said it was
the other one you just need to bring over here and you need to let me get to it to a place where they can really clean it up and take a very, very good look at it that I know.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. I'm going to sign off, sweetie. Is that the only thing you got going on?
Yeah. I'm just sticking close to the house now for lunch. I plan on either I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A and get me a Cobb salad, I pretty much think that that's what I'll do, and I will also get a chicken noodle soup.
I think you're more drawn to the Firehouse soup. You just go in there and you're looking at the helmet, you're looking at the
I'm not really drawn that much to Firehouse subs. I mean, they do have good subs, but I really like Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And I know I'm drawn to one particular former firefighter.
Well, I don't necessarily.
The state of Florida's fire marshal.
Yeah, exactly.
Over 11 counties.
Well, I'm actually it feels like 12 currently, but I'm in the middle of, well, God's in the middle of handling that big time. That was spectacular sharing, sweetheart. I was wondering why I was laying back a little bit and now I know your sharings have gotten, and again, this is just, you know, lovingly, tenderly encouraging you. has gotten better and better and better because you're relaxing. You're letting it rip. I know you knew this before. Don't get me wrong, but you really know you're in the fight right now because you could smell the gunpowder. Right?
Yes, definitely.
You can smell the gunpowder. Right. And that was the saying, you know, the saying in the Revolutionary War was, you know, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. Like, right. They found out that was way too close to me. But, hey, listen, you're getting French rifles. You know, you're not begging when the French are dropping them off the coast of Savannah, Georgia. So anyway, sweetheart, we're going to close with prayer. Father God, I thank you right now for the closing. I also want to thank you for what's going on with my work. I need to grab my phone and check on what's going on there. We currently have definitely some rumblings in the air. Publix is looking forward to see me tomorrow. That is fantastic. That was one of my prayers, also my visions, and also an inspiration. So I went that way. So Father God, I thank you for the estate sale to go through today perfectly and easily. And I thank you for that. I thank you also for whatever else Brandon's got to do and all that. I thank you for all of our believers that are just like me and Brando. You know, we're husband and wife, yes, but we're also our brothers and sisters to you guys. You know, you ladies are a sister to me. And obviously the guys like Lawrence, Frank, Carl, my condolences to you and the Norway team. I'm not quite sure Lawrence is going to give you that condolence, but I'll give it to you because I my son was rooting for Norway. Anyway, I told him good luck and have a nice day. No, we had a good time talking to him back and forth. Frank, your France is still in it. Vive la France! Vive la France! And so I thank you for, you know, just all the believers like that. Mary Wade, Becca, Amber, Danny, you know, working really, really hard. He's working. Jason, he's working hard. Hedge of protection around his life. Watch over him and grow him up. All of us, every one of us, that we can be humble and meek to you and go to you, Father. You guide us and direct us. Ethel, Judy, thank you, sweetheart. That's exactly what a helpmate does.
Zakina. Zakina. Wow.
Yeah. Now, sweetheart, listen to me. If God inspires you, you got them on What's Up. And as you ladies like to chitty chat.
Bambi.
Yeah. Hit one of them up. Ask him for prayer. Don't get any gossip bullcrap, because that's what we're hearing from the man of God. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that it's been warning after warning after warning after warning, but very politely. You know, from God.
I mean, I don't gossip.
No, I know you would never engage in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that we should pray for one another, lift one another up.
Amen. Amen.
You know, if we're going to do anything, let's speak wholeness, healing.
Yeah.
I even prayed over the cats here at Jason's.
Yeah.
They've been having some skin issues. So I'm praying and commanding in the name of Jesus that they be healed.
We have dominion over all earth.
Yes.
We're actually greater than where Adam was seated. Adam was seated on the earth. We're seated in the heavenlies. Adam had dominion over all the earth. He gave it away. And then he blamed the woman that was with him. Eve was tricked. Adam was absolutely disobedient.
He was disobedient.
So, he didn't do like a lot of husbands and men should be doing with being able to lead his wife, because he was standing right next to her when she did the thing she did. That's why that fire ant thing with you is going to be so funny. When you, I actually had the sharing on it because I told Lawrence.
Forgot to tell you this morning when I talked to Annette, she found Tim Tim dead and had to bury him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, we saw him getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought he was, you know, doing better. Like Annette said, he looked better. But, you know, we don't know how old he was when he came to us. You know, somebody had shot him in the face with buckshot. You know.
That's for you. Well, you're a PSO.
He had endured a lot. So we gave him a nice, peaceful, calm life. He never had to worry about food.
You were never able to touch him, were you?
No.
You do realize I'm the only person who touched him, right?
Yes. But, you know, he lived a nice, peaceful life.
And that's, I'm not making that about me. I'm just showing you that, you know, when I showed up, you know, I was able to touch him. That was a godly thing. That was not me. That was God and Christ in me. He allowed me to get close enough to put my hand on his head while he was eating. And then he looked up and then he turned and took off. But I had prayed, God, let me, touch Tim Tim. And, so anyway, sorry to hear that, but, you want me to deliver Louie over there? Throw him out in the middle right now with a group?
Absolutely not.
I would never do that, sweetheart.
I
fell in love with Louie and Helen. So, we're all good. All right. We're going to sign off. So Father God, I thank you, as your word says, all the world leaders that it says in, Proverbs, I believe that a king's heart is in their hand and he turns it like water, whichever way he wants. So I thank you, Father God, we are not worried about the news. It says specifically, do not worry about it. Actually, I believe it actually uses the word news. So it just says, do not worry about it. But this is the kind of improvement you can have when you go to God right here. We're not patting ourselves on the back by any means. I'll tell you that right now. Both of us got a lot of things that we got to dig down free will wise and push forward and keep moving forward. But I can tell you this, you got no quit in these two over here. You ain't got quit one. We ain't quitting for Jack. I told her from the get go that I'm not going anywhere. And then of course, you know, I said a bunch of stupid stuff, you know, but that's just being, walking in the old man, as Danny says, new man dead. I mean, new man alive, old man dead. So, but guess what? I'm right here and we've got, 14th? We've got, 9 months. 9 months. Again, like I told you, God's word, numbers mean something. Two is established. That happened to me on the phone the other day, yesterday with someone. I banged him number two, or God put me in the place to give him the second word of what he needed to do. And then three is complete. Four is for the world, north, south, east, west. You've got, the four, spring, summer, winter, fall. Five is for grace. You see that written all over the Bible. Six is for man, because eventually it's going to be the sign of the most evil man will be 666. But again, these are things we don't have to worry about. We're going to come back and actually do the book of Revelation. The first four chapters are for us. Everything else is going to be literal. It's all, people think it's figuratively, like, oh, this is going to happen this way. No, no, no. It's going to be literal. We're going to be involved in it too. And Lawrence can correct me on that if I'm wrong. But it's literally, we're going to literally do it with them. Now, the reason for our tongues, this is just my speculation. Basna, isni, kalashnini, ulishnini, basna, katishni. Do yours, sweetheart.
Bereshi makari shetvi. Bereshi makari shetvi. She, shetvi, karashi. Meshvi, shetvi, karashi.
Perfect. Two different tones. Okay. Two different languages. There's, you know, just in India alone, I believe there's a certain amount of languages. And then on top of that is a certain amount of dialects. Obviously, Lawrence would know that and Kim would know that. Better than I would. I mean, I could Google it, but, you guys just do that if you want to, but it doesn't matter. But we are going to be sent to specific locations because remember now the hope that Brando was talking about earlier, the hope of the return of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus is the thing that we focus on every single morning. We get up and we look at the hope. We remember the hope. Like Brando was saying, she's going to get to see her loved ones, you know, right? Just, a month, 2 months ago, you know, it ended up being a year of finally all this bull crap being over. Cause once we went to the man of God, he said, hey, I'm putting a freaking stop to that bullshit. And then bang, it stopped from there. And I'm not saying it's because obviously he prayed. We were doing the same thing. We needed to come alongside. You can come along each other, alongside each other, and you can't bear the other person's burden, but you can come alongside them. It's their job. Like I spent out here with the AC guy, and if I told you the story, you'd say I should pull my hair out. But I was out there laughing with the guy, young kid, 22 years old, telling him about God and God's word. And I said, you know, you're going to be doing this job for the rest of your life. You're going to be doing this when you get married and you have kids. You know, working this many hours. He was out there at 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
Working a 12-hour day with a company.
Crazy.
That doesn't even have a clue what they're doing. And, you know, and I got locked into it. You know, no big deal. Making fast decisions. It's okay. God always rescues me and delivers me out of it. Let the redeemed of the Lord save me, or redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's our Father. That's our prayer for today. You guys go forward. God bless you guys. Love you guys a lot. If we didn't mention anybody names, it was definitely unintentional. I'm tired from the World Cup. She's been pulling the remote out of my hand at 2:30 in the morning. She's actually been very, very sweet about it. She hasn't been like a, you know, normally like you would have these sport nagging wives. Not this one. Now she'll give me a little dig, a little niggle for you, British mates, a little niggle here and there, in reference to watching the game, but it's like one ear out the other, keep moving. So it's all good. And, we're actually having fun, giggling and laughing. That's been an absolute deliverance. And this is not because of our work either. This is because of me ceasing my work, me letting God work in her, me letting God take care of everything in my life. It says in Psalm 23 that we're to rest. I'm gonna finish off our prayer. Look, my appointment is for Wednesday, July 15th at 9:00 to 9:30, St. John's Creek Center. 2845 Country Road, 210 West. It's 7 to 8 minutes from here. So I am going to be working there or getting a position there, at probably, after I get off of work here and then going to work there. But it'll be fine. God is good to me. I'll tell you right now. Anyway, I'm going to finish off. I don't know how I got out of that. I should have a Bible.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Thank you.
He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And he leads me He leads me in the path of righteousness.
Read it with some love. That's the way to read it. You're reading it with heart. You see how you read that?
I am actually looking for the whole,
yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yeah,
he
amen.
Makes me to lie down in green pastures. He mm-hmm. leads me beside the still water.
Amen.
He restores
He's like a river.
My soul.
Yes.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Right. Two things real quick. Go to the part where it talks about the banquet. Thank you guys for being patient. The ones that listen to all this through, I think that spiritually, these are words from our Heavenly Father, Florida Go to God First Fellowship, and this is between a husband and wife. You're really getting intimate detail. God had showed me this about a week ago. I kind of said, nah, come on now. That would be like, showcasing us. And that's the last thing we're doing right now. We're being as real as we can now. Obviously, there's a couple little things I'd like to say, where it says, that we're seated, our enemies, watching our enemies. Yeah.
Yeah. It says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest the table
before me in the presence of my enemies.
Right. Hang on. There's a literal banquet table filled with banquet food for us to eat and relax and to sit at. There's a table that we're
That's
sitting
correct.
At.
That's correct.
Could you read the rest of that? It's in the presence of my enemies.
Thy preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
So our enemies, the ones that are quote, quote, trying to bother us all the time, trying to do different things to us, we are seated at a table. That's what they see. They know they can't touch us. It's us. Each day you have to choose. You're going to live love and life or death and fear. It's going to be, it's our choice. And so for us, we're together encouraging one another. She'll come alongside me and tell me things, sometimes in a sharp tone, which, I'm not necessarily used to. That's on our evaluation, by the way. Kim, just letting you know, I think Lauren said he's going to do yours after he sees my layout. He's got one that he's going to purposely do. But anyway, and then we're able to build each other up and then pray with one another. And we've been doing this for a while now, and it's just started to take off, really. Especially with the connect, and I can't emphasize to you guys enough how important this is to connect with the man of God. There's a reason he's there. You're able to get
or
this stuff.
Or the woman of God, because some people connect to Kim, who is a wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, amen to that. Yeah.
Instrument of God.
Yeah. I didn't know that people were connecting to her, but whatever.
I think there's people that do connect with her.
Well, I'm sure there's people who get wisdom for her, honey, but everybody goes to the man of God, Lawrence.
I don't know.
Well,
because remember when you asked me, who did you want to connect with? Did I want to connect with Kim
that
or
was,
did I want
I was,
to connect with Lawrence?
Yeah, I was trying to do my own thing. I was trying to I was trying, that was where I needed to cease from my own works. And as soon as I did, the man of God stepped in, and he's the man.
It's and not we know that there are women that are in our fellowship.
Oh, absolutely.
That are, have godly words inspired by God.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The question lies is that, where does everybody connect to? That's the bottom line. The bottom
everybody
line,
goes to Lawrence.
Amen to that. Yeah. Now,
Lawrence is the shepherd.
Absolutely. Exactly.
I see him with a staff.
Your ladies are so special. And me and Lawrence talk about this all the time, how God has designed you guys. You drive us nuts a lot of times, but you're so special that you're able to see things. You guys, just like this is what's going to drive you crazy when we go and when I do the fire ant thing. Every single one of the fire ants that is taking care of the queen, the one queen is taking care of all the fire ants. Every single one of them is female. They got five different jobs during their lifetime. And the male's got one job and one job only. He lives from 3 to 5 days. He gives her enough sperm for her to produce. If it was an equivalent to a human baby, it would be 45 babies every 7 seconds. That's how many babies she'd be able to produce. Now, obviously, the only reason I put that is because Romans chapter 1, it talks about that we are without excuse. People worship the creation more than they do the creator. So anyway, we're going to sign off, guys. Love you. Miss Brandon, would you like to say, you love everybody? I don't think we missed anybody. You nailed everybody.
Right. And if I, cause there's ML.
Keely.
There's, Keely, oh my gosh.
Keely, we need to hear from.
The lady who is the former nun, why does her name just go out of my head?
Jane Casanova.
Jane. Yes.
Great job, Jane.
So, thank you guys for Jane.
Oh my gosh. I mean, just seeing her, she is so vibrant. She's such a joy.
Yes.
I mean, she lightens my life up. Now, the lady that happened to come on the other day, Alicia, I forget whether you were on or not, but she just, if you get a chance to listen to it.
I missed that.
Yeah. Well, go on there and listen to it. And, somehow Lawrence is connected with her, but, I was just absolute tears because of what she's talking about. She did like a Keely thing where she's standing her, like I said, God's been showing me you ladies are so powerful. That's why I'm doing this thing about, fire ants. It's going to be probably a 2 or 3 thing sharing. I have to do that. I actually got to get to work because it's 9:42.
Okay, then. Saranara.
Saranara.
Arrivederci. Ciao.
Right. Exactly. Love you, sweetie. Later.
I love you, too. Bye.
Okay, bye.